mining was busy in Butte and smelting here. And I don't know how come he stopped here. I'm glad he did.
Mm.
But, you know, if he'd have stopped in Butte, he'd have been a miner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he worked up at the smelter. In the converters where the copper was hot. He got burnt a few times, splashing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he never complained. And I used to meet him every day when he worked. Well, they worked three shifts up there, 7 to 3, 3 to 11, and 11 to 7.
Mm.
And when he worked day shift, I met him every day on the corner of 3rd and Ash. And to see if he had left anything in the pail, in the lunch pail, you know. Yeah, only had to walk a half a block to catch the streetcar. It was easy. Yeah. And the tickets were 5 cents apiece at that time to ride to the smelter and back, one up and one back. And they finally got rid of the streetcars and went to buses. And they were, I think, 2 bits apiece.
Oh.
Yeah. I still got a book of tickets for the buses. I don't have any streetcar tickets, but I got the bus tickets.
Okay.
And, you know, in the bootleg days, a block from my house, as a matter of fact, only one block up the alley, a lady had a outlet there for moonshine. And a lot of the guys didn't have the money, they'd trade streetcar tickets for the booze. So that's where my dad bought the streetcar tickets, because she always gave him a few extras.
Oh. Did he also buy booze there?
Yes.
Okay.
I won't lie, yes, once in a while.
All right.
As a matter of fact, he had another outlet, a distant cousin of mine with booze, and he used to send me down there to pick it up for him, because he knew nobody would bother me. The cops wouldn't be suspicious.
Sure.
Yeah, I was a courier.
And was it clear or brown, or do you remember?
I didn't get to drink any of it, though.
Okay.
But then everybody made wine in them days, too.
Okay, at home.
Yeah. When you could afford them. They were, I couldn't tell you how much they were, a ton, but people bought it by the ton, and they delivered the grapes. And I know I had a job running the grinder while they put the grapes in, made the wine, and boy, that smelled good while it was fermenting in the basement.
Mm.
And then when it was ready to be put into a barrel, that was the most sweet tasting stuff. Now, that's when I used to get mine, you know, down the basement. Mm-hmm. Well, you remember your brothers told me that they'd get their parents' attention. One of them go down the basement and hand a bottle of wine out through the window.
I see.
To the other guys.